which will show our phone act as an electronic wallet. Okay, first is payment overview. Let's go through traditional payment first. The first is cash. We still use it at our daily life. The next is paper check. It is more culture-related payment. We seldom use them in China, but it is more popular in U.S. The next is debit and credit card. Finally, it is online transaction. We spend more and more time online and buy goods and services like on eBay and Amazon and pay them directly online. Next is mobile payment. First, what is mobile payment? A mobile payment may be defined for our purpose as any payment where a mobile device is used to initialize, authorize, and confirm an exchange of financial values in return for goods and services. In fact, it is money transaction from your mobile device. At the beginning, the MNO mobile network operator invented SMS-based transaction. We just send a text message to pay for something, like for a lotto. Also, we can use our mobile account for direct mobile billing. Now, we have some more cool methods, mobile payments, like QR quick response code payment and audio signal based payment. These two types of payment are in fact just the online payment. We use QR quick response code or audio wave to send a small amount of data over a short distance. And on the server side, we'll match the info with your identity and pay for and cut the money and pay for it for you. The last is contactless NFC payment, which we will introduce today. What is NFC? In fact, NFC defines a set of standards for smartphones and similar devices to establish radio communication with each other by touching them together or put them into proximity. NFC defines the standards covered both the communication protocols and the data exchange format. But for us, for mobile payment, NFC payment, it's just as a radio carrier. Okay, let's go to next page. Key mobile payment characteristics. First is security, privacy, and trust. In fact, it is the most important character for all payments, like our cash account be counterfeited, the signature of our check can't be forged, and our magnetic credit card can't be copied. The next is simplicity and usability. Nowadays, everyone advocates user experience. Then simplicity and usability is significantly important, I think. The last two is interoperability and universality. In fact, we want our payment system can be used everywhere. Like everyone uses a Visa card or for international travel. Today, we will focus on NFC, but you may ask why NFC? In fact, we mentioned before, we have quick response code for payment and audio signal web-based payment. They have their advantage, like they did not need additional hardware, like we already have a camera or we already have a speaker and a receiver. Why we still use NFC? In fact, the first thing is security. To finish the trust and the secure transaction, NFC and the combination of NFC and the smart card technology is combined. What is secure element? A secure element is a smart card connected to a NFC chip. You may ask, what is a smart card? Smart card is a small computing environment on a single chip. In fact, it has the CPU, ROM, RAM, and I/O port. It is basically a small CPU and have some cryptographic coprocessor to implement some common algorithms like AES, DES, and ISA. It includes a variety of features to keep it as a temporary assistance and make it quite hard to hack. NFC supports three types of SQL element. The first is URCC SIM. This is the most popular. The next is a smart micro SD card. The third is embedded SQL element. The next is interoperability. Interoperability is the most based on industrial standards. As we can see, QR code and signal wave code, they did not have some international standards to support them. Then QR code is prohibited in China because its security is not verified and guaranteed. Then the government and the bank will not support that payment solution. For NFC, they have various international groups define the protocols from the low-level communication protocol to the high-level user interface. Even some user space access control mechanism are defined to facilitate the interoperability for the payment for between the terminal, the POS, and the both contact and the contactless card, like ETSI, Global Platform, EMV, and ISO. For university, more and more phones are default equipped with NFC chip. Also, the POS reader also support a contactless reader. For simplicity, it is just a tap and a pay. It's quite easy to use. Okay, let's go through key communication protocols for NFC payment. The first is the communication protocol between SC and the mobile processor. NFC supports three types of SC. Each of them use their own communication protocol. For UICC, they have ISO 7816. This international standard defines various aspects of both contact and contactless card. For us, most important thing is its definition for the file system and various commands for the application program interface for us to manage the mobile application on the SIM card. For smart micro SD card, they use SD protocol. For embedded SE, by default, it is provided by the NFC chip. And the NFC control front end will provide export the API for user to use. The next is SE and the NFC controller. UICC and a smart micro SD card use single wire protocol and HCI host control interface to communicate. For embedded SC, every NFC chip may have their own solutions, like NXP may have NFC wide interface. Also, they also support a single wire protocol and HCI. As we can see, SWP and HCI is supported by three types of SC. Then we will give a detailed introduction for SWP and HCI in the following pages. The next is the POS and the NFC controller. In fact, NFC is just as a carrier. EMV contactless defines two levels of specification for this. First is low-level communication protocol, another high-level user interface for the POS and the card. Let's go. Okay. Tie the NFC based mobile payment architecture. First, this architecture have two parts, hardware and software. To support NFC payment, we at least need to have an NFC antenna, an NFC chip, at least one SQL element like embedded SC or URCC or external like URCC. For software stack, we may need two stacks. One is NFC stack, which is used to talk with NFC chip. The next is SQL element stack, which will talk with various SQL element in the system. For NFC chip, first we need the kernel driver for our NFC chip. Next, we need the user middleware daemon to talk with the kernel. We use the open source NearD solution with talk with the kernel with NetLink event and NFC socket. Also, for Titan, we have an NFC manager demo, which will interact with our Titan system to launch the application when required and handle Titan system-related configurations. Finally, we will export the CAPI and a web API for the settings and NFC wallet application. For the secret element-related stack, currently we support UICC type SE. Then we need to have telephonic modem. And in Titan, we have telephonic framework which will provide a TAPI for the user to transfer APDU ISO 7816 command to communicate with UICC. Also, we have a smart card service demo which will implement open mobile API for the user to use, and it will manage the secret element in the system. Also, it is required to implement an access control layer to allow only registered application to allow our secret element. You may ask, our secret SE already very secure. Why we still need this layer? Because our secret element is quite hard for the hacker to extract data, but it can't brute force attack, but it failed to attack the denial of service attack. A hacker may enter the long password for several times and the PIN will lock. It is a denial of service attack. This is used to prevent that attack. Now the detailed data flow will like this. A user may go to the settings menu and select the SE type he wants to emulate and set the NFC controller into card emulation mode. If we choose the SE type like use UICC, NFC controller will active UICC through SWP link. After, if the active and initialization is okay, UICC will set card-related property to NFC controller. Then the post reader will see our NFC chip as a contactless smart card. They can start transactions directly. But if we transact some large amount of money, we may need the user interactive. Then post will send an event to the NFC chip, which later it launch a related application for user interactive. The kernel will export the event with specific application AID. Then our NFC manager demo, which will launch the application binder with this spec AID and promote to the user. After user enters the password or some verification methods, the NFC payment wallet application will put this data through telephone stack, put to it and send it to UICC. This the whole payment data flow. Let's go through. Here is a transaction procedure. In fact, when we put a mobile payment supported device in front of POS, it will detect the IF field, and it will generate the IF field on event to UICC, and it will start the initialization with the POS automatically. After initialization is okay, then the POS can talk with the UICC directly. They can send an APDU command. This APDU command should be able to flow over the contactless communication protocol as defined in EMV contactless communication protocol specifications. Here is a HCI architecture. As we can see, SWP and HCI is supported by three types of SEs. If you're familiar with the TCP/IP stack, in fact, they have the same concept. First is the concept for host. We can see we have SC host and terminal host. A host ID is like a TCP/IP address in TCP/IP stack. the host controller is NS chip. It is like a router for forward data. For fixed layer, they both have fixed layer. And the MAC layer in charge of framing. And the logical link layer for error control and flow control and error management. HCI provided a concept for gate. Gate is a service entry point, like a port in TCP IPsec, like we use 80 port for HTTP service. Also, different hosts need, if want to talk with each other, they need to open a pipe. A pipe is a socket, like a socket connection. TCP IP, we need to establish a socket to communicate each other. For HCI, we need to create a pipe and open a pipe. If a pipe is successfully opened, you can send a command, response, and events to talk with each other. The next, we can give a brief introduction for SWP. As we can see, UICC have limited pins, like it only have three C6 pins. Then this is the reason why he chose SWP for his wired connection. But even we only have one wire, we can send bit-oriented data in four duplex. How can we do that? In fact, we send two signals, S1 and S2, but in different dimensions, like S1 in voltage domain and S2 in current domain. This is the design for SWT to fulfill the duplex text feature. Okay, here's the enablement tips. In fact, we need to enable NFC payment. We may have many checklists to verify. First is NFC chip. For NFC chip, first we need to perform the chip hardware test. We need to test the antenna is okay. The hardware connection for SWP, SWIO connection is connected. For NFC chip, may have the proprietary command to test it. The next is the chip secure element configuration. Like different SC may have different command. Like for embedded SC, we have SC default mode. For SWP, we have SWP default mode. Here, the most important thing is the UICC get list. It defines the UICC rights, like which card mode it can emulate. We need to must set this property. The next is HCI configuration for host administrator. In fact, each host can communicate with each other only they set the wireless for them. We need to keep in mind that the whitelist only take effect after session identity is modified. This is a tricky thing here. Also, this code is implemented in kernel driver and the library provided from the vendor. In fact, I'm from OTC, Open Source Technology Center. All these codes are implemented in currently kernel. Okay, let's continue. Secure element container management. In fact, a C may have multiple mobile applications installed on the device. We need to measure them, their availability on the container's front end and their priorities for each application. Like a user may pay for something for the credit card from bank A and pay another thing from bank B. They need to modify that. For UICC, they have contactless register service, which is a SCCM entity for UICC. It can provide the user to active and deactive change priority and of applications on the contactless interface. Here is an example of using CIS application. CIS application is hosted on the UICC. Then we need to talk it with TensorFlow stack and with APTU command. First, we need to select it. We send a select operation. After successful select, the normal response is 9000. Next, we need to get the status of all the mobile applications installed on the service. For us, the most important is application lifecycle state. In fact, this card is deactive by default. Then the post reader can't see it on the NFC side. Next, we need to set an update status to allow it to can be set it status to activate. After that, the NFC side, the post side will see it. Here is the HCI detail procedure. Why need to introduce this? In fact, during our enable for mobile payment, we found many issues like some SIM card works well, but some always failed. The card for then we found different SIM card may have different HCI procedure when their initialization. Some SIM card will set their card property to NFC control NFC chip directly, but some may have more options like this. First, they may add a clear pipe command. Clear pipe command, but no response at all. Finally, found it because we set the long sequence for whitelist and identity. After we send the right sequence, this issue is fixed. The data flow can continue, but we still failed on the next any open pipe. The UICC host wants to open a pipe to our terminal host. Because in normal NFC feature, our terminal is active as a client. It will open a pipe and get the operation with the host controller. It will implement the host side operation. After we finish the server side code, this issue is also fixed. How do we find these issues? We need to runtime monitor the SW data between the host and the SE. We need to track these commands one by one, find issues and fix them. After all the issues can be fixed, the whole NFC payment will work well for all the cards because compatible test is the most important thing before we release some solutions. We need to support all card types from different vendors. Next is some three demo videos for NFC payment. First, we use another phone installed with the NFC reader to communicate with our Tizen iPhone. We can read the balance and the transaction details from another phone. In fact, it can only read the data, kind of modify the data. If we want to modify data, we need to go to an ATM and first we need to enter the password for verification. We can query the balance. Also, we can charge. Finally, we can query the detail transaction details. Here we enter the time range to query. The last is we go to a convenience store to pay for some goods. It will finish the transaction automatically without any interactive. In fact, this NFC wireless reader is defaultly equipped in all the convenience stores in China. Okay, that's all. Thank you. Any questions? Support host control interface. HC. And currently, in fact, we don't support them. Host card emulation, it is supported by default for Android. Yes. In fact, the reason why we do not do this is our card emulation only supported for UICC because in fact, this mode I think card information is needed to verified by some third party some authorities, and our card emulator can't be accepted by some store and a bank, and it may mean is to support it currently. But in our next time, we may add this feature. Okay, thank you. Thank you.